The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today on Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton.
Paul was saying, I'm a slave by choice. I'm a slave to Jesus Christ by my own choice. Jesus is a loving master who can do a better job managing our life than we can. And once we realize that he can do a better job with my life than I can on my own, I want to just serve him for the rest of my life. And we surrender our lives to him. We become his bond slave. We serve him forever. We let him be our master.
When we hear the word slave, we usually think of it with a negative connotation. However, what if we thought of being a slave to Christ? You see, when we as Christians truly begin to understand and grasp just how holy God is, we begin to want nothing for ourselves anymore. In today's message, Pastor Dan reminds us that this entire life here on earth is not our own. We are not our own. We were bought with a price and should only live our lives for the purpose and mission of Jesus Christ. Now here's Pastor Dan in the book of Exodus chapter 21 for today's edition of Ring of Truth.
And so now, beginning in chapter 21, God expounds some more on the Ten Commandments, and he's going to give a series of what he calls judgments here, or statutes that will address specific circumstances and the application of the law to those specific circumstances. And as we read through them, some of them, many of them maybe, will seem like they're not applicable to us today because we're not dealing with ox and we're not dealing with donkeys and that kind of thing. And we're not under the law, but it's important for us to go through these things because the underlying principles behind these judgments and these statutes are important to us and are applicable for us for understanding God's heart and God's character. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. And so verse 1, now these are the judgments which you shall set before them. So here are the judgments. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh, he shall go out free and pay nothing. Now, the judgments begin with how servants or slaves are to be treated. If you remember back before God gave his people the Ten Commandments, he reminded them that they were once slaves in Egypt. If you look back in chapter 20, verse 2, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And so here now with these judgments, with these statutes, he begins with servants and how servants are to be treated or how slaves are to be treated. Now, when we hear the word slaves or slavery, we think of the form of slavery that we had here in the United States. And that was common around the world in the past. But the system that we had here in the United States is not the system that is described here in the Bible. The system that we had in the United States and in much of the world is condemned in the Bible. Look down at verse 16. It says, he who kidnaps a man and then sells him, or if he is found in his hand, shall surely be put to death. The form of slavery that existed in the United States and elsewhere in the world was based on kidnapping people and then selling them into slavery. The whole slave trading system was based on kidnapping and then selling them as slaves, which is condemned here in verse 16. Sometimes people will say, well, why doesn't the Bible condemn slavery? It does condemn slavery. It condemns the form of slavery that existed in the United States and much of the world. What is described here, though, is quite different from the slavery that we think of. Look at verse 2 again. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years. And in the seventh, he shall go out free and notice and pay nothing. So the first thing that stands out to us is this form of servitude was temporary. It only lasted for 6 years, and then the person was free to go. And it makes the point of telling us, and they pay nothing. Now, why does it say that? It says that because there were three types of people who could become slaves among the Hebrews. Someone who had a debt they couldn't pay, a debtor. They couldn't pay their debt, they could be pressed into servitude. A thief who steals something and then cannot afford to pay restitution for what they sold could be pressed into servitude. Or an extremely poor person could voluntarily sell themselves into servitude to better their life. And that's it. So the debtor, the thief, or a very poor person who voluntarily entered into servanthood to better their living condition were the only people that could become slaves or servants. And again, notice there was a time limit to this form of servitude. It wasn't forever. It wasn't generational. It was temporary. A Hebrew servant served for 6 years. And then in the seventh year, they were free to go. And so let's say, you know, you live in ancient Israel. You loan somebody money and they can't pay you back. And you give them opportunities to pay you back, but they can't. They owe you a debt. They can't pay it. Since they cannot pay the debt, they can instead serve you for 6 years. And then the seventh year, they go free. No matter how big the debt is, right? You can only have them serve for 6 years. So, you know, if they owe you, I don't know, $1 million. And you're like, I'm not going to get $1 million worth of work out of them over the next 6 years. It doesn't matter. You can only have them serve you for 6 years. You can't say, well, I need you to serve me for 10 years to get my money back, or 15 years. No, it has to be 6 years. And then they go free in the seventh year. And that's why it says, and they pay nothing. You can't charge them like the balance or anything like that. They go out free. They pay nothing. So it's first of all, it's temporary. And it's for people that really, it's debtors and thieves. They got themselves into this situation by taking on too much debt or by stealing something. So they got themselves into this situation now by their choices. They're not forced into this. It's not involuntary slavery like we had in the United States. So now turn with me over to Deuteronomy chapter 15. And I want you to see this. This is the system that God established in Israel. And it's a system that for debtors, it's a system for thieves, it's a system for the extremely poor who really have no other options or no other way to get themselves out of poverty. It was a way for them to have a better life. Turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 12. So this is more of the law. We got to look at what it says elsewhere. Deuteronomy 15, 12. Look what it says. If your brother, it's a brother, it's a fellow Hebrew, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. Look at verse 13. And when you send him away free from you, you shall not let him go away empty-handed. You shall supply him liberally from your flock, from your threshing floor, and from your winepress, from what the Lord your God has blessed you with. You shall give to him. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this thing today. You can stop right there. In Israel's system that God established during, this is what they did. Okay, so someone owes you a debt and they can't pay it. Or someone breaks into your house and they steal something from you. And here's what they did. Now you've got, they can't pay it back. And so you have them serve you as your servant for 6 years. But here's the thing. During those 6 years of service, you bring that person into your home. They live with you. And you teach them how to farm or how to shepherd if you're a shepherd. Or you teach them whatever trade you know, and you teach them how to manage the household. You teach them how to have a budget and how to save for the future and how to save for unplanned expenses. And you equip them with the skills they need for success in life for 6 years so that when they go free in the seventh year, they don't have to go back into debt again, or they don't have to turn back to stealing again. You've showed them now. You've come alongside them, and you've helped them, and you've taught them, and you've given them the skills they need now to succeed in life so they don't have to go into debt, or they don't have to turn to crime. And then in the seventh year, you don't just send them away empty-handed. Instead, the law requires you to furnish him or her with the things they need to make a new start in life. And you furnish them liberally, it says. And verse 14, you supply him liberally from your flock, from your threshing floor, from your wine press. You give him now what he needs to get on his feet. And you set him up with his own flocks or his own crops. You use your own resources to get this person now reestablished in life. You're your brother's keeper. This is your brother. And maybe he made some bad decisions and got himself into debt that he couldn't pay. Or maybe he turned to crime and stealing. And he can't pay you back.
We'll return to Pastor Dan's message in just a moment. First, Pastor Dan would like to tell you about the new Calvary Chapel Ellicott City app.
We recently launched an app for our church, and we're really excited about it. It's designed to keep you connected to our radio ministry, Ring of Truth, as well as to our church, Calvary Chapel. And get this, we have over 1,200 sermons on the app. The app is super convenient, it's easy to use, and allows you to listen to Bible studies anytime, anywhere. So download the app right now. Search for Calvary Chapel Ellicott City in your app store, or just follow the links on our website at calvaryec.com.
What a great way to stay connected to Scripture. Now, back to today's message on Ring of Truth.
Well, now he can be your servant. Now he can be your slave for 6 years. But during that 6 years, you are going to teach him and equip him with the skills that he needs, so that when he's free, he doesn't have to go back into debt or go back to a life of crime. You come alongside them. Okay, so think about this for a moment. I mean, this person owes you money. They couldn't pay you. Or they broke into your house and stole something from you. You're the victim here. You're the victim. You were the one that was wrong. But you're commanded now to help your brother. And to help your brother get on a different course in life. Not just punish them. I mean, we're not going to just put them into perpetual servitude. We're not going to just put them out on the street at the end of the 6 years. They're coming into your home and into your family for 6 years. It's temporary. And then during that time of servitude, you are preparing them now for freedom. You're preparing them now to be a responsible citizen in the community. And look at verse 15 again in Deuteronomy 15, verse 15. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they didn't come out empty-handed. They came out with the gold and silver and riches of the Egyptians. God was very gracious to them when they came out of their slavery, when they were set free, and he wants his people to show the same grace to one another. So this is, you want to call it slavery, this is the kind of slavery that God has in the Bible. This is the kind of servitude. It's temporary, and it prepares people for freedom, and it equips people to make a new start and to take care of themselves and to provide for themselves. Now turn back to Exodus chapter 21, again verse 2. So if you buy a Hebrew servant, you're also agreeing to this responsibility of teaching them and equipping them and training them and preparing them for freedom and then setting them up with your own resources once you set them free after 6 years. In the seventh year, he shall go out free, pay nothing. If he comes in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him. And so you can't break up the family here. So God has a provision to preserve the family, preserve marriage. Verse 4, if his master has given him a wife, so as he's serving, if he gets married, and she has borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her masters, and he shall go out by himself. And the idea here is, until the wife completes her 6 years of service, then she can go out free, and the children can go out free, but she must first complete her time of service, her 6 years. Then she's free to go. Now look at verse 5. But if the servant plainly says, I love my master and my wife and my children, and I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. So here you have a servant who, for either debt or theft, got himself into trouble. He got himself into a situation he couldn't get himself out of. He couldn't pay the debt. He couldn't restore what he stole. And so now he enters into servitude, and he's a servant for 6 years, and he completes his 6 years of service. But then he says at the end of the 6 years, I love my master. I love the life and the stability he has provided for me and the stability he has provided for my family. He has provided a better life for me than I could provide for myself. And he's provided a better life for my family than I could provide for my family on my own. And I realize that. And I want to continue to serve my master. I would rather continue to be a servant in his household than go out on my own. I'm better off here as his slave than I am as a free person. And I will not go out free. So he voluntarily remains a slave. He is a servant by choice. He's free to go, but he doesn't want to go, because he knows his master is so loving and so good and so generous that what his master is providing is better than anything he could come up with for himself on his own. And so he is a slave by choice. Now, his master would then bring him to the judges of the town, of the city, and the servant would plainly explain to the judges his desire to stay in his master's house and stay under his master's care and provision and not go free. And then his master would bring him to the doorpost of the house, and he would pierce his ear with an awl. Do you know what an awl is? Kind of like a screwdriver that comes to a point. And so they would put his earlobe up against the door frame, the awl against his earlobe. They didn't have malls that you could go to get your ears pierced back then, or ice cubes to numb your ear first. Now, why the ear? Well, the ear is the most important part of the servant's body, because they have to hear their master's commands to obey their master. The doorpost is also significant and symbolic because it shows now that the servant is part of his master's household forever. And the doorpost now has a little tiny hole in it from the awl that is a blood-stained hole, so that every time that servant walks by, He sees that little hole and he sees the little blood stain. And he's reminded, I'm a part of this household. And I'm a member of this household permanently. And after that, anytime you would see a servant or you saw someone with a pierced ear, they would pierce the left ear. If you saw someone walking in the streets or in the market or whatever with a pierced ear, you knew that's a slave by choice. That person has such a wonderful master and such a loving master that they chose to just live in their master's house forever. Now, in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul describes himself as a bondservant of Jesus Christ. For example, in Romans chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, and the Greek word is doulos, and the word that Paul uses is someone who is a slave by choice. Paul was saying, I'm a slave by choice. I'm a slave to Jesus Christ by my own choice. Jesus is a loving master who can do a better job managing our life than we can. And once we realize that, he can do a better job with my life than I can on my own, I want to just serve him for the rest of my life. And we surrender our lives to him. We become his bond slave. We serve him forever. We let him be our master. We let him be our Lord. That's what the word Lord means, master. And we are happy to be his servants because he's such a wonderful, gracious, loving, generous master. And so verse 7, again, it's talking about these laws concerning servants. And if a man sells his daughter now to be a female slave, she shall not go out as the male slaves do. Now here, again, we're talking about someone who gets into terrible debt or terrible financial situation, and he may give his daughter in marriage. That's the idea here with this. Give his daughter in marriage to someone, you know, that they have a debt to. And what he says here, if you give your daughter in marriage to offset your financial situation, it's not like with the male servants. She's not free to return after 6 years. If you give your daughter in marriage because of some financial debt that you owe, it's permanent. It's not temporary. And so for the father, you need to think this decision through because she's not going to go just be the guy's wife for 6 years and then come back. It's a permanent thing. And so be sure this is what you want to do. And that father could arrange a marriage for his daughter. There's many cultures still today that have arranged marriages. I know some of you here have had arranged marriages in your family as well. And so verse 8, if he gives his daughter and she does not please her master who has betrothed her to himself, so they're engaged here to be married, then he shall let her be redeemed. So they're in this engagement period. The father enters into an agreement to give his daughter in marriage. They enter the betrothal period, or what we would call the engagement period. But then he's not pleased with her for some reason. He shall let her be redeemed, meaning the father can redeem his daughter back in that case. And then it goes on, he shall have no right to sell her to a foreign people, since he has dealt deceitfully with her. The guy said, yeah, I'll marry your daughter or take her to be my wife. Then he changes his mind. He can't sell her to someone else.
He asked me how I know, and I say it rings truer than the finest crystal.
Did you know that Ring of Truth is a listener-supported ministry aimed to bring you God's Word wherever you're at? Whether you're at home or on the road, we're here to help you grow in your faith. You love to stay connected through social media? Find us on Facebook. Listen to us on iTunes and our podcast. There are numerous other ways to stay up to date with what's happening at Ring of Truth. All you have to do is go to calvaryec.com to get started. Our mission and vision and what we believe can be found on our website as well. In case you didn't catch that website, it's calvaryec.com. Ring of Truth is a radio ministry that comes to you from Columbia, Maryland. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. For those of you who aren't morning people, we also have a Sunday afternoon service at 12:30 p.m. Or you're welcome to come Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Take your pick, but please, come if you're in the area. Did you know that live stream is available for those unable to attend in person? For all of our long-distance listeners, we hope you'll utilize this tool to stay connected. Pastor Dan has been teaching from the book of Exodus, and he's not done yet. Be sure to come back again as he continues pulling nuggets from this Old Testament book. Thanks for staying tuned in today to Ring of Truth.
I see the signs and I recognize the hands that craft and am. Well, I know because I know His voice, and it only takes
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.